Once again this week, we hear about the kingdom of heaven. We hear of Jesus' parables. Jesus, the storyteller, who we've listened to over the last few weeks now. We've had three in a row of images of what the kingdom of heaven is like. So I've chosen one. The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. That's the King James Version. I expect we all have hidden treasure in our lives, things that we keep for a special occasion or a rainy day, like the forgotten box I recently rediscovered under my closet. Inside was a wedding gift belonging to my grandparents, a bone china tea set, pretty fragile, a treasure which they and neither I have ever used. And to be honest, I'd also completely forgotten about it. Out of sight and out of mind, this gift was rendered useless, unlike the treasure of the kingdom, which is not to be hidden away, but put to good use and to be shared. Some may even say that the gesture of joyful sharing is a treasure in itself. Treasure and what we value comes, of course, in many forms. It doesn't only refer to material goods and possessions, does it? But places and people. People who we hold dear to us and that help guide our lives. So there are occasions, aren't there, where we're so preoccupied we don't appear to have time to acknowledge how much of a treasure people are to us, or to even recognise their talents and even those within ourselves that are buried deep down. So I wonder for a moment what treasures are lying within each of you and in indeed the whole parish as we prepare for our bicentennial, as we delve into the archives, uncover old photos, even uncover our floor. We share memories. We will remember those who have gone before us, and we too will welcome in new people and a new era, bringing out treasure that is old and new. Today, I'm particularly thankful for a beloved member of this parish, Joni Saunders. She died earlier this year, and it's her birthday today. There was never any doubt about what and who Joni treasured in her life. Judging by the huge number of photographs around her apartment, and also how she truly valued the person she was speaking to, or writing to, or who was standing in front of her. Her grateful heart and gracious smile showed us what it is to be treasured in the present moment. And I'm sure we can all think of people like that in our lives. We don't know what happened after the joyful, life-changing discovery of today's treasure seeker. But I do know Joni's life showed us that where faith, hope, and love are shared, happiness, blessedness, and joy too are to be found in abundance. Each week, Bishop Mary Glasspool writes to the clergy an unofficial letter. And this week she reflected on this very parable about seeking and discovering joy in abundance deep within each of us. Discovering the kingdom. And so, thank you, Bishop Mary, for these words. Finding the treasure of the kingdom, she says, is like finding $1 million in a field or a priceless jewel. It's like finding something you hated to lose and thought you'd never find again. An old keepsake, a stray sheep, a missing child. When the kingdom of heaven really comes, it's as if the thing that was buried, the thing that you lost and thought you'd never find again, is you. You are a treasure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.